91X News.
It's 10 degrees and the sun is still shining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland and here's what's making news. A member of the Canadian Forces has just been charged with sexual assault. The Canadian Forces Investigation Service says the alleged crime took place in July at a cadet training center at a Canadian Force base in Cold Lake, Alberta. The service says the alleged crime did not involve any youth attending the training camp. Charged is Officer Cadet Oscar Morgado, who is also a student at the Royal Military College of Canada in Kingston, Ontario. No date has yet been set for court. Belleville is holding its annual lighting of its Christmas display at Myers Pier this weekend. Councillor Garnett Thompson has been on the display committee for the last 6 years, and he says more displays get added every year, and that when he first brought up the idea of keeping the lights, the mayor told him to set up a committee.
Well, when we first started the display, there had been some concerns around the council table and with the previous mayor that we would have a Christmas display. So I had approached him and said, look, we really need to do something with the display to make it, get it in a different location, make it grow. And he said, look, if that's what you want and you're willing to chair it, let's set a committee up. So we set a committee up.
The display will be lit at 5:45 p.m. on Friday. The Belleville Theatre Guild won big at the Eastern Ontario Drama League's one-act play festival this past weekend. Ashley Clark has the story.
This Side or the Other was the first show 24-year-old Eric Lucas had ever written.
I really had no idea, you know, the success that it would get at a festival.
His show was chosen to be performed at the Eastern Ontario Drama League's one-act play festival this year, and the production came away with 4 awards and 7 nominations. Lucas said they were lucky to even qualify.
Our play was almost too short to qualify. I mean, it has to be a certain length, or else it gets disqualified, no awards given. And I think we got over that barrier by less than 10 seconds.
In the end, the cast came away with awards for Best Costume Design, Ensemble, Visual Production, and Coordinated Production. With his first show finished, Lucas said he will soon start working on the next.
Last year, I started writing that show in December, and it's almost December, so...
Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
A historic Montreal building that once hosted Canada's first movie theater has been gutted by fire. More than 120 firefighters responded to the blaze at the four-story Robillard building in the city's Chinatown district. The building, which dates to about 1885, is where Louis Minier used a room to project the first moving picture film in Canada back in June of 1896. And news keeps coming in about Toronto pastor Brent Hawkes, who now says no sexual activity took place in his home on the day he is accused of gross indecency on a 16-year-old male. Hawkes took the stand at trial today in Kentville, Nova Scotia. On Tuesday, a man testified that Hawkes led him down a hallway naked during a drunken get-together at his Nova Scotia trailer in the mid-1970s and performed sex acts on him in a bedroom. Hawkes said Thursday, students and teachers often came by his trailer around that time to say goodbye because he was moving to Toronto. But he denied serving students alcohol and said there was no sex at his trailer on the day in question. The high-profile rights activist has pleaded not guilty to indecent assault and gross indecency. In national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is heading to Africa next week, his first visit to the continent since the Liberal government came to power last year. The trip will include a visit to Madagascar for the summit of La Francophonie, a global organization of French-speaking nations that chose former governor Michelle Jean to be the first female secretary general in 2014. There, Canada is advancing a resolution on the fight against early and forced marriages, part of a broader emphasis the Liberal government is putting on gender equality as part of its international development agenda. Ontario has put in a bid to gain observer status at La Francophonie, an effort the federal government is attempting to put in place. That would give Canada its second largest contributor, 4 seats at the table. The trip to Africa will begin with a stop in Monrovia, Liberia, a Western African country that was hit hard by the Ebola virus epidemic in recent years. Trudeau will meet with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and other advocates for gender equality to discuss the role that women play in securing and maintaining peace following civil conflict. Local metal group Prophets will be playing in Belleville this week. Andrew Harper has the details.
On Saturday, Hamilton rockers by the name of Prophet stopped by Belleville for their last tour ever. Just coming off their most recent and biggest tour across U.S. and Canada, singer Ian Flynn says it was time to call it quits.
Unfortunately, for people who liked our band, I think the best answer, it was time for us. We set some goals for ourselves, and a lot of them were unattainable, but we somehow got to do them, especially traveling across the United States on tour.
Prophets became as a small local garage band and over time toured across the States and Canada. Flynn was grateful for the U.S.-Canada tour after the band's hard work.
You kind of got to just keep pushing and pushing until you break into these markets and kids hopefully start coming back and feeding into what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve. So the U.S. tour that we did actually came by surprise. A band from the United States called Conveyor reached out to us and asked us if we would like to come with them. And it seemed like the best opportunity for us to kind of make the big jump out of country, so we kind of went with it, and it was the best experience ever, so we were super excited about that.
Prophets will be playing at the Masonic Temple in downtown Belleville November 18th. Andrew Harper, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next after this quick break.
Only a handful of bands can strip down their music to its acoustic roots while keeping the raw power and dynamics intact. Theory of a Dead Man has mastered the technique. You can see them in concert Wednesday, November 23rd at the Empire Theater.
And I remember the day when you left for Santa Monica. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm weak, maybe I'm blinded by what I see.
Get your tickets now for Theory of a Dead Man Acoustic, Wednesday, November 23rd. Available at the box office or online at theempiretheater.com.
Isn't that exciting about Theory of a Dead Man? QNET Sports, this weekend is full of Lancer action at home as the Lancers basketball teams take on the Algonquin Thunder Friday night starting at 6 p.m. with the women, followed by the men at 8 p.m. The men will then face off against the La Cité Coyotes on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Nicholson Catholic College Senior Girls Single A Division basketball team are headed to provincials after last night's win over the Port Hope Spartans, winning 54-22. Jane Goyer, a grade 10 guard on the team, said what helped them win was their willingness to work as a team.
In the past, we had trouble putting all of our plays together and working together, and now we're kind of a team, so that really worked for us.
The Crusaders will be traveling to Timmins next week. The Edmonton Oilers will try to halt a four-game slide as they take on the Kings in Los Angeles tonight. The Oilers are one of five Canadian teams in action. Winnipeg visits the Flyers. Ottawa hosts the Predators. Toronto is home to the Panthers. And Vancouver welcomes the Coyotes. The Minnesota Wild will have assigned rookie center Joel Eriksson Ek to his team in Sweden. Eriksson Ek, who has 2 goals and 3 assists in 9 games, will return to the Swedish Elite League. His entry-level contract will slide to next season and delay his eligibility for free agency because he didn't reach the 10-game mark. Canada's Milos Raonic can advance to the semifinals with a victory over Austria's Dominic Thiem at the ATP Finals in London today. Novak Djokovic closed out group play with a 6-1, 6-2 victory over David Goffin this morning. Djokovic won his third straight match at the ATP Finals today, finishing group play undefeated for the fourth time in the past 5 years. The Miami Heat take a 6-game losing streak into their home game against the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Around in the hard courts, Washington hosts the New York Knicks. The 76ers play in Minnesota. Houston is home to Portland. And Chicago visits the Utah Jazz. The International Olympic Committee has stripped 10 athletes of medals from the 2008 Olympics after banned substances were found during retests of samples from the games. The IOC says the 10, nine of who hail from the former Soviet nations, have all tested positive for various steroids. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House next week. Scully retired last month after spending his entire 67-year career in the booth for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Scully is one of 21 recipients of the Medal of Freedom, including NBA Hall of Famers Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches developing overnight with a low of +4. Tomorrow, mainly sunny day again, no clouds actually, and fog patches lightening up in the morning. A high of 15 for the day and a low of 7 at night. It's 4:10 right now and 10 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. QNET News is next at 5.